Ezekiel chapter 20. And it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month of the year, the tenth day of the month, that some of the elders of Israel came to inquire of Yahweh, and sat before me. And then came the word of Yahweh to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the elders of Israel, and say this to them, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Have you come to inquire of me? As I live, says Sovereign Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers, and say to them, Thus says Sovereign Yah, In the day when I chose Israel, and lifted up my hand to the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known to them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand to them, saying, I am Yahweh your Elohim, in the day I lifted up my hand to them to bring them out of the land of Egypt to a land that I had chosen for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the beauty of all lands. I then said to them, Throw away every man of you the idols and the abominations of his eyes, and do not defile yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am Yahweh your Elohim. But they rebelled against me, and they would not listen to me. They did not, every one of them, throw away the abominations of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. And then I said, I will pour out my fury on them. I will accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I worked for my name's sake, so that it would not be polluted before the heathen amongst whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. And so I caused them to go out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness, and I gave them my statutes, and showed them my judgments, which if a man does, he will even live in them. Moreover, I also gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, so that they could know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies them. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness, and they did not walk in my statutes, and they despised my judgments, which if a man does, he will even live in them. And my Sabbaths they greatly polluted, and then I said, I would pour out my fury on them in the wilderness to consume them. But I worked instead for my name's sake, so that it would not be polluted before the heathen in whose sight I brought them out. And still also I lifted up my hand to them in the wilderness, so that I would not bring them into the land that I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the beauty of all lands, because they despised my judgments and did not walk in my statutes, but instead polluted my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols. Nevertheless, my eye spared them from destroying them. Neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness, but I said to their children in the wilderness, Do not walk in the statutes of your forefathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am Yahweh your Elohim. Walk in my statutes, keep my judgments, do them, and hallow my Sabbaths, and they will be a sign between me and you, so that you can know that I am Yahweh your Elohim. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They did not walk in my statutes, neither did they keep my judgments to do them, which, if a man does, he'll even live in them. They polluted my Sabbaths, and then I said I would pour out my fury on them, to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand, and I worked for my name's sake, so that it would not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. I lifted up my hand to them also in the wilderness, so that I would scatter them amongst the heathen and disperse them throughout the countries, because they had not executed my judgments, but had instead despised my statutes and polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes were after their fathers' idols. So I gave them also statutes not good, and judgments by which they should not live, and I polluted them in their own gifts, in that they caused to pass through all who opened the womb, so that I could make them desolate to the end that they might know I am Yahweh. For this reason, son of man, speak to the house of Israel and say this to them. Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Still in this your fathers have blasphemed me, in that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I had brought them into the land, which I had lifted up my hand to give to them, they then saw every high hill and all the thick trees, and they offered there their sacrifices, and there they presented the provocation of their offering. And there they also made their sweet savor, and poured out there their drink offerings. And I said to them, What is the high place to where you go? And the name thereof is called Bema to this day. So say to the house of Israel, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Are you polluted after the manner of your fathers? And do you commit whoredom after their abominations? For when you offer your gifts, when you make your sons to pass through the fire, you pollute yourselves with all your idols, even to this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, says Sovereign Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. And that which comes into your mind will not be at all, that you say, We will be like the heathen, like the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. As I live, says Sovereign Yahweh, Surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out, I will rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people, and I will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered, with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face, like I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So will I plead with you, says Sovereign Yahweh. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from among you the rebels, and those who transgress against me. And I will bring them forth out of the country where they travel, and they will not enter into the land of Israel, and you will know that I am Yahweh. As for you, O house of Israel, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Go, serve you, every one his idols, and hereafter, if you will not listen to me, but pollute you my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols, for in my holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, says Sovereign Yahweh, there will all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. And there will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings, and the first fruits of your oblations, with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet savor when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries in which you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. And you will know that I am Yahweh, when I will bring you into the land of Israel, into the country which I had lifted up my hand to give to your fathers. And there will you remember your ways and all your doings in which you have been defiled, and you will loathe yourselves in your own sight for all of your evils that you have committed. And you will know that I am Yahweh, when I have wrought with you or worked with you for my name's sake, and not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O you house of Israel, says Sovereign Yahweh. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying this, Son of man, set your face toward the south, and drop your word toward the south, and prophesy against the forest of the south field, and say to the forest of the south, Hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Look and understand, I will kindle a fire in you, and it will devour every green tree in you and every dry tree. The flaming flame will not be quenched, and all faces from the south to the north will be burned in it. And all flesh will see that I, Yahweh, have kindled it, and it will not be quenched. And then I said, Ah, Sovereign Yah, they speak of me, and they say, Does he not speak parables? End of chapter.